Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
What was the longest sermon you ever heard? Did you ever hear a man preach for a whole hour or maybe even longer? Well, one time there was a man who started in preaching, and we don't know what time he started, but at midnight he was still preaching. Do you know who that was? That was the Apostle Paul, and he had come to the city that once was known as the city of Troy. In the Bible, it's called Troas. Troy was the country where, if the writings of the poet Homer are true, the men like Hector and Agamemnon and Achilles and the others lived and did their deeds of glory and then died. But as we read in the New Testament, in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, when you come to chapter 20, you find that the Apostle Paul came to that city. And he found Christians who were there. Now that's much more important and much more exciting than finding men fighting over Helen of Troy or any other person. But here we find people who are interested only in fighting against sin and in living for Jesus. It's the first day of the week, which means that it's Sunday or the Lord's Day, and so they have come together to break bread. That's another way of talking about the Lord's Supper, you see. That means that they had come together to eat bread and to drink the fruit of the vine in remembering the death of Jesus for their sins. Well, since the Apostle Paul was there, he talked with them, and he continued his speech until midnight. They must have been meeting in a building that had as many as three floors, might have had more. But anyway, there was a young man sitting in the window. We're told this lad's name. His name was Eutychus. I'll ask you again, did you ever go to sleep in church? Well, usually no real harm comes from a thing like that. But in this case, there was some genuine excitement because while Paul was preaching so long, this young man fell asleep and fell out the window. He fell all the way to the ground from that third floor window, and he was taken up dead. That's the way it reads in Acts chapter 20, verse 9. Then Paul went down and embraced him, and he raised him from the dead, because verse 10, the apostle says, "Make ye no ado," that is, don't get excited, "for his life is in him." So when they all went back up again, and it says, when he was gone up and had eaten, had broken the bread and eaten, and had talked with them a long while, even the break of day, so he departed. They were so happy that the young man was all right. Can we learn from this story the lesson that whenever the first day of the week comes, we ought to meet with fellow Christians? We ought to be there to worship God. We should never forsake the Lord's Supper. And that we ought to be meeting with fellow Christians, even if it's at the Sunday evening service. And then the joys of being with other Christians, enjoying the Lord's Supper with them, worshiping God with them, eating with them, all of those things will make our lives very happy indeed and will make us to grow more in the likeness of Jesus. Read the story for yourself in the Bible, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. Thank you very much.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.